Did I put away the giant dildo? Yeah, it's away. We're good.
It's gonna be funny. Let me get the intro this time. It's gonna be funny.
Okay.
I'm waiting for claps or something.
No, we're good. We're good to go.
Oh. Shut the front door. It's going back door. We're back, bitch.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing.
Buddy, how's it going?
Good, good. I would have got my gun out, but I felt like that would have been too much, you know?
Yeah. No one on YouTube knows I got a gun out.
Yeah, I mean, I have an AR keistered right now currently, but, you know.
I tried to go into the big comedy club in town, Helium, with my gun in my waistband. And the security guards was like a bunch of like hood-ass dudes with a metal detector, and I didn't know they had the metal detector.
Mm-hmm.
So they saw my belt, and they're like, oh, that's what you got, right? And then they lifted up my shirt, and I was like, nope, that's not what it is at all.
Hmm. Wow.
So I almost got blacklisted within the first 30 seconds of being there.
So you're not allowed to go back to Helium now?
I am, because the owner doesn't know, and both the security guards just started cackling because they thought it was the funniest shit. Because when they're like, what are you going to do with that? And I was like, I mean, I hope fucking nothing, but, you know, this is America. And they just fucking lost their mind.
Did they let you go in afterwards?
Yeah, I took my gun back out to my car, put it in there. And then one of the other comedians' husbands that I know, he's like a pretty high up police officer. So he had his gun, a knife, and a taser all on him. And they're like, you can't bring that shit in. And he's like, what do you mean? I'm a police officer. And like, yeah, we don't care.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Huh.
I got to spend a lot of time with a older comedian. He's like 55, but we've been in comedy roughly the same amount of years. He had hernia surgery, like, on his like, lower nut region.
Yeah. Wait. Did you say hemorrhoid or anal nut? Or did I miss that here completely?
Christ, I just fucking spaced. God damn it. What the fuck is it called when you get a hole in your muscles? And then, like, your organs go through.
Oh, that's,
Hernia. Hernia.
Yeah, hernia. Hemorrhoid is something different.
Yeah, it's what you got.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I ruined the first quarter of this shit.
Hey.
I still laugh about that.
Hey, dude. Men's health awareness, you know what I'm saying?
Dude, if your nuts hurt just standing there or standing or like sitting down or standing up, definitely get it checked out, dog. All I'm saying.
Is that really what causes the hernia thing?
No, what causes the hernia is straining your muscles too much, so they get like too stretched out, and then part of your organs go through it and make a hole.
Well, then what's with the pulling on the nuts for that? Or did I get molested by a doctor?
No, most of the time your hernias go in your groin.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Because as young males, unless you like do martial arts or anything with flexibility, you don't train your groin like ever.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The more you know.
Wow. I've had an exciting day.
Yeah? What? Let's hear about it, buddy.
Yeah, I got a cavity filled. I think
was
if
it
I
an anal.
Fucker. You fucker.
You offered it.
No, it was on bottom left side of my face, right?
Yeah.
And they had to use my I have all my wisdom teeth, right? So they had to use the jaws of life to pry one of them sons of bitches back. And okay. I feel like I've taken a cheap shot to the face for the last like 4 days. It's rough.
Your face looks swollen as fuck. I'm not gonna lie.
Eating is a no go.
But like, no, it makes sense because I know you've been losing weight. Your face looks swollen as shit, buddy.
I have also kind of fell off the dieting thing, but that's nowhere here nor there. And it's the camera angle. It makes me look way. I look fucking awful. Holy
you look like
shit.
DJ Kama right now.
I look like a fat piece of shit. This camera angle is not helping anything.
I look great for this angle, honestly, but I haven't worked out in like 3 months, and it's been driving me fucking nuts besides like going up and down my stairs regularly.
Have you found like any like sports or anything you could do there?
Brother, everything, they want you to pay like $80 a month just to play like adults men's basketball in like a rec league. And I'm just like, bro, suck my fucking dick. You're not getting $80 from me to play basketball. I'll just go down to the local park when it's not like freezing dicks cold outside and just get picked on by black Mexicans. It's a lot easier.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Shit. I know there's like a couple like nice disc golf courses there. You could check those out or something. That'd be another good thing.
I don't play disc golf, buddy.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, you could go down there, and then you could run around and steal the disc from people and run away from them as exercise.
No, I got a gun now. I'll rob them.
No, that's not fun. No, no, you're just stealing them and then bringing them to me. we could start a store. It'll be great. Todd and Dalton stolen disc golf stuff.
Stolen Goods Incorporated.
Stolen goods. Stolen goods.
I had to. Okay, you'll probably get a kick out of this story. So, I may or may not be fucking retarded. So, for the last like 10 years, I've been trying to play this Fallout New Vegas game I bought for the Xbox 360, and it's compatible with the Xbox One.
Yeah.
I've beaten the game like 10 times. I've never played the DLCs before.
Mm-hmm.
And all I had to do was use the other disc. It took me a fucking decade to use the other disc. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty fucking deep. It's pretty deeply retarded, I know.
You know, I was hoping I had a special needs helmet for you, but I don't think I have any.
What is that hat, dude? Where'd you get that?
The internet.
Okay, I like it. What's the brand?
Oh, it's Dynamic Disc. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, the logo's a lot better looking up close. I just thought it was black and white. The red
no.
stick.
No, it's maybe one of my favorite. I haven't really found any disc brands that I hate, honestly.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, it's
there's been
hard
a few.
To fuck up.
There's been a few discs that I have a personal beef with, but that's nor here nor there.
Yeah.
There's one that I bought online that it's like this fucking thick.
Why?
It looks like it should be just like a normal, like they make mid ranges and they're this thick. And they have, like, a slight curve to them like this, like a 45 or whatever. But this one, they just beefed the fuck up on it. And it throws like shit, and I hate it every fucking time I throw it, so.
What's the point of that, making it so big?
I don't know. Dismania Mutant can fuck right off. Along with the, while we're at it, the Innova Alien, trash. It looks like a regular fucking... It looks like a Frisbee. It looks like a child's toy.
I mean, yeah, you're playing a game with children's toy.
No, this one literally looks like a regular Frisbee, and they shrunk it down. And then we're like, here you go. Give us $20. And it makes me, like, Anova's decent, but that was some bullshit.
That's fucking crazy.
I mean, dear God.
They're coming to the show on the 9th, right?
I don't know.
Or the 28th, because I got shows on both dates. Hit me up at Ice House Bar and Grill on the 28th. It's $10 to get in. It's a great time. And then also on the 29th, it is a free comedy show at Fountain Square Brewery, where I was selected to do a comedy showcase.
All right. I might be able to make it. I'm not entirely sure.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
you know,
that's fine. I got like 2 more tickets to sell because Al technically bought 3.
Oh, okay. Is Al going?
I don't think so. I think he just like sent me $30 for like no reason.
Okay.
That's... Yeah, right. I woke up one day after was like, what's your Cash App so I can buy a ticket? And I was like, oh, here it is. Send him the Cash App, and then he sent me $30. And I was like, well, you're buying 3 tickets, right? And he's like, no, I just love you. And I was like, oh, okay. So I think Al's drinking again.
Wake up, Penetrator. Get some W in your cup. W, brother, is a jitterless, sugarless energy drink brought to you by W.GG. And it's packed good with caffeine and other goodness to just wake you up and put a real kick in your pants to start your day. If you know what I'm saying, brother.
Yeah, it tastes good.
The lovely flavor we have in said cup is... Galaxy Grenade.
How long have I been asleep?
Hours. I've been up cooking, brother.
Did we finish the podcast?
I did. I don't know about you, but I had W in my cup, so I stayed wide awake the entire time. I felt sharp, but not on edge. And that's a good distinction with your uppers in your life, folks.
I think I fell asleep during a UFC rant.
Possibly. That is usually a going back door exclusive, is me ranting about the UFC being shit, even though I love it.
Are we in the middle of an ad?
Yeah, we're doing an ad right now, brother, for Dubby.
Oh yeah. What do you got here?
That is the Galaxy Grenade, brother. That is one of the wonderful flavors brought to you by Dubby. And I know other people are asking, like, Do they make any other potential flavors besides...
What other flavors do they have?
They have a wonderful Calo Cream, my friend.
Do you have any?
The
fuck did this come from?
A gift from the Dubby Gods, that's what it is.
I guess.
Calo Cream. It's a mango orange dreamsicle concoction packed to the brim.
I definitely didn't throw this to myself. I don't know where this came from.
With goodness. I know we didn't throw it to ourselves, Dalton. It was a gift from the Dubby Gods.
Dubby Gods?
The Dubby Gods.
No.
And that is GBD Pod.
Well, as the late, great Biggie Smalls once said, WWW, can't you see? Sometimes you're...
Just awakens me.
You know, so maybe I need more. Maybe I'll be more awake.
If you take enough, you might see Biggie Smalls.
Dubby, 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 can't you see?
All these other hosts don't fuck with me. I have murdered Dalton. So yeah, GBD Pod for 10% off
shit.
Your entire W order, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm definitely awake now.
W is a cheaper alternative to the powdered G Fuel. It is delicious, tastes great. Jitterless energy, folks, that is brought to you at a level and stable delivery system. It's more like the time release Adderall instead of just railing the motherfucker, you know?
It's making me cry, I'll tell you what.
The W's so good, it's you cry good about stuff.
It. It's good stuff. What was the promo code again?
GBD Pod for 10% off your entire W order at W.GG. GBD Pod for 10% off.
Is there also a quick link on the website?
Fuck, there might be a quick link on the website. GBD goingbackdoor.com.
Yeah, goingbackdoor.com. They should check that out too.
Yeah, there's a nice link there that can take you to the lovely W.GG. GBD Pod for 10% off. GBD Pod.
You think we should send it back to the episode?
I think we should potentially take it back to the show.
One more thing. Sing it with me. WWW. Can't you see?
Or, let's think positive. Okay.
He's trying to fuck.
Yeah, he's gay for you, dude. Oh, you got really red. You're gay for him, too.
I went to an open mic last week, and there was a guy that was like, dude, I'll fuck you. And I, on stage, in candid moment, was just like, dude, I will beat the shit out of you, and then I will fuck your asshole. After that, he didn't say a fucking word. It was a good time. Yeah? Why are you so shocked that I hit him with a hardcore gay assault?
I was like, we'll just hold out and see how uncomfortable we can make this.
I didn't say like anything mean to the dude firsthand, and he's like, dude, I'll fuck you up. And I was like, dude, I will beat the shit out of you, and then I will fuck you in the ass. It was an open mic, like a full open mic, so there was like comedians and musicians. And it's at this place that is notoriously like a punk rock music bar.
Oh, yeah.
It's a cool venue, but like, god damn it, some of the people that go there are fucking retarded.
Well, you know, punk is gay, you know?
And then I asked him what he does for a living. He's like, yeah, I'm a master mechanic. I was like, oh, okay, so you're a professional pedophile. You fuck 16-year-olds, right? I did 8 minutes that was just dedicated to making fun of this guy because he decided he was tough. He put his guitar on stage next to a guy who was like super talented, plays like bass pedal, like foot pedal drums while playing guitar for like music for everyone. I was like, oh, you want your guitar up here next to the actually talented guy. What, do you have songs about like you cheating on a girl or like your dad not loving you? No response because I was right.
Wow.
I'm getting pretty fucking decent, dude. Honestly, I'm really enjoying the whole ride. There's a lot of comedians that don't like me, and I got kicked out of the gay bar.
What are their names? I didn't know.
I'm not gonna do that because
just send me the list. I'll follow them on Instagram.
Dude, they all just like dudes have been doing comedy longer than I have, and all they do is open mics in Indianapolis instead of like getting booked for shows because they're not actually funny. All they do is say jokes for their four fucking friends, and they just jerk each other off in the back of the open mic room, and then they all leave right after they're done performing. It's the most annoying shit.
Jeez.
One of them is the guy that stole a joke from me.
Oh, yeah. What was his name? Yeah. That was it was Andrew Schultz. Yeah.
No, not at all.
Okay, yeah, it wasn't Andrew Schultz.
Andrew Schultz. Jewish, but he's not. What? This guy's actually Jewish.
Oh, he was Jewish? Adam Sandler.
Yeah,
Adam Sandler. Jesus.
So do you want to know the funny story about why I got a gun now?
Why is that?
Okay, so I bought my dad and his cunt wife and his cunt stepdaughter and my bitch brother tickets to a comedy club in Austin when I was there, you know, like 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he never paid me back like he said he was. So he came back for Thanksgiving this year and gave me a gun. The gun was cheaper than the fucking tickets I bought.
What kind of gun is it?
Taurus. It's a knockoff Glock.
Nothing said. You said Taurus. You didn't even show me. You could have just said Taurus, and I would have been like, that thing's a piece of shit.
It's really not, though. I've shot a lot of it. It's really nice.
Yeah, you've shot it?
Yeah, Taurus has really stepped up the game a lot. Like, a lot.
It doesn't jam every 5 shots?
No, it's usually just, like, different... I figured out it likes 175 grain. You have to put a real hot shot in it, or else it jams.
Huh.
So a hot shot, hollow point, what I carry every day.
You know, mine, you can put about pretty much anything in, and it's fine.
What is it?
It's a Ruger. Wait.
You fucking white supremacist?
Let me think. No. Yeah, it's a Ruger. I had to think about it. Yeah. I mean, I haven't shot it that much, but, you know, that's nowhere here nor there. You know.
I mean, I've only shot, like, 100 rounds through it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, it's...
As we're talking about this, I can literally feel the demonetization happening. Who am I kidding? This whole channel is already demonetized.
Do you remember all the wild shit I used to say, like, right off rip?
Dude. We are going to have... Sponsors are going to be very important for this podcast. Remember, Dubby.
Shit almost killed my mom.
Dubby.
So, fun fact, if you have diabetes or a heart condition, don't drink Dubbies.
Yeah, that's why I quit drinking it.
Because it raises your potassium level to the same level as, like, having a heart attack, so that's not a good idea.
I will say... Actually, the reason I quit drinking it, or I haven't drank in a while, is because it got too expensive.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It's
more expensive than coffee.
I mean, I found a cheaper one, but it was $10 at the clearance in Walmart.
Was it Recon 1 Total War?
Blueberry, yes it was.
Yeah.
It is
I'm
ass.
I'm trying to hold my phone up.
Yep, that would be it.
Yeah, mine's pink lemonade.
This shit is ass, dude. I don't like it.
It's a good pre-workout, which, speaking of which, I'm going to make me some before I have to go.
I mean, honestly, Dubby's way better. I'm not saying that because it's a sponsor. We need them, and, you know... They're important. Oh, yeah, and then that jewelry shit that I don't even fucking follow anymore.
That was definitely some just, like, random Chinese scam. It had to be, dude.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with that. We probably lost money on that one, to be honest, dog.
No. It was money.
I don't know. Somehow they probably scammed us.
You didn't pay for shipping on the shit they sent you, right? Or, like, shit?
I spent a little bit of money, but it wasn't anything, like, worrisome amount. It wasn't like they were like, send us $5,000 or $500 or anything crazy like that.
So they hit you with the Indian dude, show Bob or Regine.
Yeah, it was a small amount that I wasn't totally worried about. You know what? Maybe that's what we need to do. We need to just find companies that already have offensive people, you know, that sponsor them, and we'll just bag onto that. I think we should probably maybe, I don't know if comedy podcasts are necessarily we should go after, you know.
I mean, no, we should hit like the guys who sponsor like Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You think he's got a Manscaped?
Dude, yes, he does. He literally has a Manscaped sponsor. Manscaped sponsors everybody. Same with MyPillow.
Hold up.
Dude, have you looked into the MyPillow guy lore?
Just give me a minute on here, Todd. We'll get back to your point about the MyPillow guy being a pedophile. Manscaped. The best a man can get. See? We're really good. This is the, I think this might be the original. Huh?
What'd you say? That is the original. The charger in the bottom. Here, I'll grab my new one. I have the 3.0. 1 second.
See? It works real good. Here, I'll show you real quick. Not really. It was a joke. Why am I talking to my phone? This thing doesn't fucking work. Oh, that thing looks fancy.
Yeah. Wow. It's got no charger in the bottom. Wireless charging. Waterproof. Skin safe technology.
Here,
ceramic blades.
We can't tell if it's cutting anything because you don't have facial hair there. Shave your head with it real quick. Go ahead and shave your head with it real quick, Todd.
Let me get my dog over here.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. I bet Manscaped will like that. Yeah, we did an advertisement for you. If you could pay us. Also, animals might have been harmed in this making. So.
Do you work tomorrow?
I am off till the 2nd.
Well, I have to go to Marshall to put some money in the bank. Do you want to potentially hang out?
Yeah, sure.
For like an hour.
Well, tomorrow?
Yeah, literally tomorrow, yes, sir.
Is tomorrow Thursday or Friday?
Thursday.
Oh, fucking bet. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm free all day tomorrow.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I ain't got shit to do.
I just got to go to Marshall, put some money in the bank.
No. I was going to say, is tomorrow supposed to rain? But I think that's Friday, I think is what I read. God, I'm turning into a man. Huh?
Has it snowed over there yet?
It snowed yesterday for like 2 hours. And I don't think I've yelled motherfucker that many times in a while. Dude, I fucking hate the snow. Fucking over it.
Oh.
Like.
Even more like it as I get older.
Like, how bad is the snow? Have you been in Indianapolis when it snowed real bad?
Yeah, I mean, no. It snowed for like 3 hours here. It was not bad at all.
Not bad at all. That's kind of how it's been here.
But the traffic disappeared. Everyone on the streets disappeared, so I could actually like go to a restaurant downtown and get a table within the first hour.
That's like the hilarious thing you think about with like a big city, like everybody disappears when it snows, and then you come to like a rural area like where I'm at, and it's like, let's all go out there and drive around, see what's up.
Yeah, let's just get day drunk and go drive around because it's a snow day. That's what I used to do all the time, dude.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's hilarious. I'm not against it at all. I mean, I drove around a couple years ago in the giant snowstorm we had.
It's a good one. That was a fucking good one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, especially at like 3 in the morning, dude. That shit was fun. I mean, now that I have to like clean up that shit, I'm like, fuck snow. You know,
okay.
It's beginning to look a lot like fuck this, you know, all that shit.
I had to take my cat with me to work today, my fat ass cat, Dawn.
What were you saying about the MyPillow guy?
Oh, okay. Okay, so this guy was in a Senate hearing and someone was like, yeah, MyPillows are lumpy. And the guy cut him off and was just like, you've obviously never had a MyPillow. MyPillows are never fucking lumpy, buddy. And also, you're a pedophile. And it's just a lot.
That's the greatest argument I've ever heard my entire fucking life.
You're not wrong. But like, anytime someone comes up like the Pizzagate shit or anything like that, and it's like a sponsored video, it's sponsored by that guy.
Like, I might start using that as an argument for everything now.
Yeah, you're wrong and you're a pedophile. It's the best thing.
I'm literally going to go to Walmart now, and I'm going to load up a PlayStation 5 and a TV and walk out when they're like, sir, you can't do that. You're a pedophile. And just keep walking.
Just keep waddling on, yeah. No, it's the best argument.
This is my shit, pedophile. Check the receipt, you fucking creep. Why don't you go touch some kids, you fucker?
So do you want to hear why I got kicked out of the gay bar?
I'm going to assume because you blue-balled too many guys. Is that what's happened here?
No. So there's two ladies that host the open mic there. And they have three rules. You can't make fun of pedophilia, rape,
and or, no trans.
And if you're not part of the LGBTQIA plus community, you can't make a joke about it. But since I don't present as like a super flamboyant bisexual male, they didn't know I was bisexual. So I would just go up there and say like wild things like, you can't be a faggot your whole life, suck a dick about it. And and then eventually one of the ladies was like, what do you know, a white man being aggressive? And I was like, what do you know, some Spanish bitch not shutting the fuck up? Yeah, that's when they kicked me out. That's a good line. That's a good fucking line.
That's not smart on your part, but you know, it is a good line. It is a good line. I would be terrified of a frying pan come flying at me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've had multiple interactions with this bitch, and I do not like her. She is not funny. She's not good for the community for comedy because she's not
dude,
accepting.
I'd be careful. Like,
oh, if you're white, you can't be funny.
I'd be careful. Her and her 27 kids might come after you.
Dude, this bitch is 5'2", and we connected because she saw all the tattoos on my left arm. She was like, oh, I like your tattoos. And I was like, thanks. That's the closest I can get to having colored skin. And since then, she's hated me. That's a good fucking joke.
Now, I feel like it is a good joke. But we can't confirm unless we get somebody of, you know, a different aesthetic. So, you were a call stewardess, shall I?
Bro, every racist, like slightly racy joke, I run by my black friends, and every single time, they're just like, oh, no, that's not racist at all, dude. Go for it. It's funny.
So you call, you know, call him KJ? You call KJ?
That's it.
I don't think you're getting a lot. You're not really, like, if you're... If you're getting a, what do they call it? When like they're trying to figure out the president candidate and they get like the votes and everything. Not the votes, but like you're polling. Your polling is very low. You're really not polling very, very high or very vast. You're not getting a vast polling here. Put a poll up on Twitter. There it is.
Can I say the N-word on stage?
No balls, you won't do it.
I've gotten close.
Yeah.
Are you good over there, buddy?
Oh, God. Our new sponsor, Rogue. It will kill you.
Are those snus? Or are they nicotine pouches?
They're nicotine pouches.
You put it in for 3 seconds and then almost threw up.
It was a minute. They're the strongest fucking mint flavor, and they're awful.
Why would you buy the mint one? Mint's always the worst flavor.
I don't know. I fucked up. I fucked up on that big time, brother. Jesus.
Wintergreen's usually the best. Right now, I got the Velo.
These are wintergreen. These are wintergreen, yeah.
Oh, you're just a pussy then. That's okay.
Are yours the Rogue?
No, I use Bello.
Because I feel like the Rogue or the cheap, shitty brand. I feel like. I don't know. I mean, I'm not 100% sure. I can't say.
Yeah, I don't know either. I just have a gas station I go to. They have a sale on the Rogue, so I just buy those. I mean, not the Rogues, the Bellows.
Yeah. I mean, I'm willing to cheap out and say these things are amazing and force myself to like these if they will send us money, you know?
The slightest amount of money and we'll...
The slightest we'll amount of money. Brand.
20 bucks and we'll probably be like, yeah, it's the best thing ever.
We will sell out so hard. I will take out every death threat that I've done on Bill Gates from here on out. Microsoft send us money.
Dude, did you hit up Luis J. Gomez? He's selling the fucking... God damn it. What the fuck is the Apple laptop? They're stupid expensive. MacBooks. He's selling MacBooks for $500 on Twitter.
Why?
He got hacked by by somebody. So they just started blocking everybody that followed him and like all the people he does podcasts with.
Jesus Christ. That's hilarious.
It was a funny arc. It was a funny
arc. Oh my God. So now he's selling laptops on Twitter?
I mean, yeah, the guy who's Luis J. Gomez's Twitter account is, yeah.
You should hit him up on IG and be like, hey, I ordered a laptop off of you.
Bro, pay me back for it, bro. Come on. Hey, don't be a fucking pussy, bro.
If you're watching this video,
pay me back.
If you're a real ass dude and you're watching this video, you're going to exit out of this right now and you're going to go find Luis J. Gomez's Instagram and you're going to direct message him that you tried to buy a laptop. Oh, God. It'd be so much funnier if we had more people than just 36 people watching this shit.
Bro,
You cut out real hard on that, bro.
I try to promote the podcast on stage as much as I can.
Yeah.
And every time people are like, oh, what it's about? And I was like, I mean, it started as a comedy podcast, and then it quickly turned into me getting blackout drunk for like 3 months straight. And then after that, it developed into us being funny.
I think it's gotten a lot better, you know?
That's the only thing.
I think it started out as a sports podcast mainly, and we've translated into, like, for example, we haven't talked about sports once this episode besides maybe disc golf or you not going to the gym. Like, that's the closest we got, dog. Like, this is crazy.
Okay, I've given up on the Suns. I'm no longer a Suns fan. I am now a Pacers fan.
You're dead to me. I'm going to...
Bradley Beal came back for two fucking games. I am done with this franchise. I'm done with Devin Booker. I'm done with Kevin Durant. Nurkic can suck my cock.
Just
hold He's literally up. Been the best player on the team.
Uno momento, por favor.
You're from Spanish, bro. Shut up. Fucking racist. You have a Colby White jersey. Yes, I see it.
We're
Is
back.
That Aaron Hernandez
jersey? We're back. We're back, baby. We're back.
No, you're not. You're literally not.
The man is averaging 25.
Okay. Devin Booker and KD are averaging 30 and still have one of the worst records in the league, dude. Shut the fuck up.
Bro, we're 9-3 in the last, like, 11 games.
That's not even 11. That's like, 12. Down
No. Here's what Phoenix needs to do. They need to follow Chicago's advice and just burn the whole fucking thing. No, not the whole thing. You just... You get rid of one guy, okay? Our problem is Zach LaVine, clearly. So you break his knees, you send him out for a few weeks, and then you find out, oh, you're the problem. And now they're going to trade his bum ass, hopefully to Detroit.
Like they should have done 4 seasons ago.
And then, you know it'd be fire? Bro. Think about this. Zach LaVine, Devin Booker to Detroit. Both of them on the same team in Detroit, rotting in hell. Let's go. Fire.
That's hilarious. That would make me so happy.
Like,
Because for fucking years, I had so much faith in Devin Booker. It's like, oh, he's the scorer that's going to get us to the championship. He's the next Kobe. The dude's fucking ass. He can't win a game. He can barely shoot. Unless it's a stupid turnaround mid-range jumper like he's DeMar DeRozan. But he's not DeMar DeRozan because he's not fucking athletic. Doesn't play defense. Can't pass the ball for fucking shit. Can barely dribble. And they're just like, oh, Devin Booker's the greatest scorer since Kobe. Oh.
They did the same thing with Zach, dude. Like, they were like, his defense has turned around so much. Like, for like two games.
He plays defense for two games, and then just like, dude, this is an upward arc that he needs for his career.
This is going to be the year he turns it around. Like, no, it's not. No, it's not. He's been in the league 6 years, guys. We know what he's about. He's the scorer. That's all he's got. He can shoot. He's athletic, and that's about it. Like, he's not going to set the world on fire.
He's not athletic anymore.
Who?
That's the issue. Zach LaVine or Devin Booker. They're not athletic compared to the rest of the league.
See, I think Zach still is, but I think, like, Zach... compared to the rest of the league. Yeah,
who's
I think...
John Morant?
Huh? Compared to
John Morant.
Yeah. I mean, hell, look at Kobe.
The most athletic person in the league. Kobe was athletic at 36.
No, I
Devin
mean, like...
Booker and Zach LaVine fell off at 30.
They're not even 30 yet, bro. That's the crazy thing.
No, I thought they were 33 apiece.
Huh?
I thought they were 33. Both of them.
No. They're like 28 and 29 or something like that, or 28 and
28. That's
twice. Yeah, I'm pretty sure, dude.
They fell off like they have or cancer in their knees, bro.
I mean, it's hilarious if you think about it. Lonzo's 25, and that motherfucker's knees are like 80. So.
Well, I mean, that's because his dad made him wear these stupid-ass, heavy-ass shoes because they were his brand.
Yeah, Zach is 28.
What? It's basically like if Nike and Michael Jordan got together and made the heaviest shoe in professional sports and then made him wear them for three seasons, and then wonder why his knees gave out.
Yeah.
That's fucking retarded.
Devin Booker's 27.
There's no... You fuck. He is 2 years older than me, and I guarantee you, I am more flexible and strong than this guy.
27.
That's fucking retarded. He has the body of a 45-year-old black dude. Like, yeah, he's athletic for his age, but not across the board.
Hello, penetrators. Welcome to the first Zoom ad read ever. This is for Aricia London. Aricia London.
We totally didn't have to Google the name and how to say it before we did this. AriciaLondon.com.
Hold up one sec. Holy shit. I forgot to grab the products for this ad read. All right. So first thing we got is they got this necklaces. These are pretty nice. These are pretty cool. Solid quality so far. I've been wearing it like 2 weeks and it has yet to break on me. So that's cool. Their rings are garbage. It's supposed to be a lion, but it looks like a crackhead. So... see it?
Oh, I got to see my first homeless on my block, and it was rocking Aricci London apparel.
Hell yeah.
They was pushing a cart and pushing totally English-made chains and rings.
Hell yeah. Totally based in England. Totally. Yeah, they got an Italian name, they're based in England, and they ship from, well, places.
Totally not China, though.
Totally not China. They got these crosses. This thing's actually kind of nice. I will say the quality of it is actually surprisingly decent.
And yet, then again, I'm convinced the Irish and the Italians are so close together, brother.
Yep, pretty much. So you go to AriciaLondon.com, enter promo code GBDPOD, you get 25% off. Again, that's GBDPOD at checkout. Back to the show, right?
Let's send them back to the show. That was fucking horrific.
Now, why we're in the NBA? Draymond Green, did you see this shit?
Which shit? The part where he punched Nurkic, or where he, God damn it, he choked out, was it Gobert?
Yeah, he did both of those, and then he got suspended indefinitely.
Good.
So, good. Like, God knows, I heard he's got to do a bunch of, like, therapy or some shit just to get back in the NBA, so who knows if that's actually going to, like, happen. But apparently that's, like, the reason of the thing. So, we'll see how that goes.
Imagine being so hard, they're just like, bro, you need to talk to somebody before you come back.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude.
A guy got arrested.
Huh?
A dude got arrested at my job.
Oh, really? For what? For fucking the dogs?
Abusing animals.
Really?
Yeah, he was, like, picking up dogs and squeezing them until they cried. And he was, like, 5'6" and, like, 280. Like, a big corn-fed country boy. And I was just like, oh, of course, the overweight redneck is the guy that's abusing animals. Check what on his girlfriend.
I don't like how you phrase that. The fat, white, redneck?
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly how I worded it.
I have never once I have never once on purpose abused an animal.
Yeah, but you're not a redneck. Look at you. You're wearing American Eagle and some faggy fucking Frisbee golf hat. Shut up.
That is true. I mean, I like moonlight as a redneck on weekdays at work, but that's about it.
I wear a cowboy hat on stage, and I'm less redneck than this guy. I've been armpit deep in cows, and I'm less redneck.
You're like fruity redneck. You know, you're more like pink neck. You know.
So I mean, yeah. 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 Shit, that's probably one of the best lines you've had.
Oh, I'm proud of that one. Holy shit.
Hey, buddy. This is unfortunate, but I have to go.
All right. We'll go ahead and wrap it up.
Okay, follow me on Twitter, @FuckToddGBD on everything. Suck my dick from the back. This has been Going Back Door. We're going to be more consistent, right? Because this was easy.
This one was really easy, yeah. I feel like this setup works real wonders. And I feel like this is just going to let us keep going. So.
Yeah, we haven't talked to each other in like almost a month now. Besides just like, oh, are you alive?
Bro, it feels like it's been fucking forever.
Yeah, I know.
October, it's been 2 months, dude.
Oh my God.
Holy shit. Damn, we didn't even do a podcast in October. Like, we've really been lacking. And I look straight up, holy shit.
Don't, put your hat back down. You look bald. Put your hat back down, dog.
That's...
Your hairline looks better, though, once you put your...
It really does. It really has gotten better.
Mine's gotten worse.
That shit. Holy fuck.
Look at it. Yeah.
Holy fuck.
I have a William DeSalle hairline.
I'm going to send you and Mick some shampoo and conditioner.
Dude, is Mick balding? That's exactly what that motherfucker needs, is to go bald.
I saw photos. I'm not going to say anything beyond that. Love Mick. Love him to death. But, yeah.
Well, shit. Okay. Plug your socials.
Follow me, the real D Todd, GBD, Instagram, Twitter, all that bullshit, YouTube. Yep.
Pressure. Here.
And we got flagged. Oh, shit.
Okay, I'll hit you up when I'm heading to town tomorrow, buddy.
Alrighty, sounds good, bro.
See you, buddy.
See ya.
Love you guys. If anyone's still here with us, we do love you and appreciate it. Suck my dick, faggot.
Peace. I'm putting Todd 2024 right on that.
Episode. Part where we cut ways and such. Dalton and Todd are extremely gay.